Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. My name is Sandrine. I am a spiritual teacher, ascension mentor, channel and trans channel. I founded and I'm leading the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a non-for-profit here to help people remember the truth of their sovereign multidimensionality. I love geeking about all things quantum, all things spiritual, ancient civilization, all souls and star seeds, as well as dragons, quantum technologies, and so much more. Every episode we share is channeled by me and my High Council of Light. So this information comes from source consciousness. And me and my High Council of Light, we sit in a circle and we receive this frequency. And as we receive this frequency, basically, we can understand as a collective what it is about. So when we receive a frequency that is coming from God, often it's like a package of information. You can see it as a song, if you like. And when we listen to that song, when we receive that frequency, some will interpret it, will feel it differently depending on their blueprint, on their nature. This is why it's so powerful to know how to co-create with a High Council of Light, with our purpose, mission, and source consciousness. Because I know that I am a human sitting in that council, and so therefore I can bring the human touch, the human understanding about the information that we share. But I also have my own limitations. So therefore, I can channel my Arcturian, Pleiadian, Andromedan, or Dragon, or Mother Mary, or Isis, or Hathor, or Sekhmet that are sitting in my High Council of Life. And they can tell me, this is about this, this is about that, and this is how we're going to share it. This is why all the offerings that are present within my Golden Age Spiritual Ministry are all absolutely epic and deeply transformative, because we have a wealth of knowledge coming not only from a human perspective, but also from advanced star races, ascended masters, angels, and so many more beings of the light. So this transmission today is, of course, also channeled, and we would like to share with you a little bit about what is going on in humanity and how we can handle ourselves to navigate through the turbulent times that we are experiencing right now as a collective. So I would like to share with you a conversation I had with a friend recently, and she was sharing. We were sitting in a group and there were a few people present. And this lady was sharing about everything that she has read about a possible upcoming World War III and like the massive extermination of certain population around the planet. So pretty much talking about what's going on politically, right? And I was really surprised to start with, because that woman is, I would say she's really spiritual, and usually she's really centered and grounded, and she likes to look at the bigger picture, right? But yeah, she was really not doing that. She was really buying into everything that was being shared on the news and by everyone. And everybody in the room started going into this conversation and engaging about talking about this and that. And literally, as usual, I had absolutely no interest in joining. I was part of it though, I was present. So I started really sharing a little bit more about what's present for me. And this is what I want to share with you, and also show you how I handle what is going on at a really high level of spiritual embodiment, I would say. Not, of course, at all that I pretend to be a master enlightened being. That's literally not what I'm saying, but it is like I was quite proud of myself in that conversation because I could see that I was not scared, I was not worried, I was not buying into anything. On the other hand, I had a different opinion, different experience because of the teachings that I received from my High Council of Light, because of the work that I do and what I choose to focus on every day of my life. So to me, this is simply, again, an illustration of the collapse of the old. And the more things get chaotic, the more we can see clearly that indeed we are in a new timeline, because the chaos increasing is really what has been described over and over again as it's like the ultimate chaotic moment, like the biggest fuckery ever, before finally we say no more to that and we shift to a new timeline. So now it is very important for you to realize that you have a very important role in this, because what you feed your energy into, you are amplifying. So if you are worried, if you are anxious, if you stress out about the political system, about the economy, about illnesses, about possible lockdown, about whatever, this is going to be very easily amplified in you. It is easily amplified in you because this is what's being programmed and what's being shared through the joint reality that we still have right now. So you can choose to really have a very strong boundary and literally say no to any of these stories, which is what I say continuously. I was not born to see the world disappearing like because of atomic nuclear bomb or World War III or disease. Like, basically, I was not born for that. I was born to anchor a new golden age of miracle, a new era where humanity as a whole is finally acknowledged as a civilization. Because to be a civilization means that the inhabitant of a realm or a planet, like for example the humans, choose to use all their resources. So it is not only their physical resources, like literally building things, you know, doing things and things like that, but also our minds, our emotions, our thoughts. To create a civilization, it means that us humans have to use all our resources to promote life. And do you think that this is what's happening in the world? No, of course. We are not promoting life. We are using human resources to destroy life. So I would love to invite you to really be aware, it's like here, very sober, very clear, very honest with yourself about what you are feeding into. Are you using your resources, meaning your mind, your emotions, your energy, your money, your time, to promote separation? Or are you using your inner resources and worldly resources to promote life, to promote love, to promote hope and faith and courage? Because a lot of people that are like workers, like leaders and so on, they like to pretend that they are doing everything they can. And they do, because they do everything they can with the level of consciousness that they have. We always do, same for me, right? If I look at this video in 10 years time, I would be like, oh, little Sandrine was very cute. But right now, I feel very much aligned and conscious and present with what I share. We evolve continuously. But what I'm sharing here is that you need to be very clear. When, for example, a situation happened in your life that you dislike, that doesn't go as you want it, where do you place your resources? You are extremely resourceful. So you can stay centered at the center point of your fractal, observe the oscillations of the human, and grow more into soul embodiment, because you say, I choose love as my guiding force. I choose to promote life. I choose to encourage and uplift other human beings. If you do that, you are fulfilling your purpose, because our purpose is to evolve, and our purpose is also to share, to be there with others, to promote life, to encourage healing and harmony in humanity. We are not fulfilling our purpose when we hide behind all sorts of excuses, because we are an immature child in a grown-up body. Did you notice that most of the leaders of this world are grown-up babies in adult suits? Have you realized that? If you have, ask yourself the question, are there more babies in grown-up suits around the world? Yes, and they don't only belong to what we would call the low 3D matrix system. No, in the spiritual communities, it is plagued by crying babies in grown-up suits, literally. Still creating drama, still continuously poking on the trauma, it's going into endless loops of healing, being very scared of this, very traumatized by that, continuously oscillating. So I had to be very sober to that myself, because when I received this information, I noticed, oh, fuck, I'm also like not a fully mature adult, because at times I really react like this. I still have these addictions. I still feel kind of like judgmental and jealous at times. So like years back, I really got like this sobering effect happening, and to realize, fuck, you know, like I need to mature. And it was not like being mean to myself or being mean to my human. No. It was very clear, sober observation. And I think the spiritual community needs that. So immature human in a grown-up body is gonna very easily oscillate in drama, oscillate in anxiety, oscillate into like worst case scenario for humanity. World War III, pandemic, lockdowns, 5G, call it. There is a lack of maturity there and a lack of soul embodiment. Why? Because when we remember the truth of our sovereign multidimensionality, when we connect to the center point of our fractal, our heart, we are so aligned to who we are beyond this physical reality that we uplift ourselves. We can be compassionate, gentle, and soft when needed. And we can have a freaking galactic whip when it's needed. Like, do better. Do better than this. You can do better than this. Because right now, little human, you are using your resources to destroy yourself, to destroy your mind, to, you know, like allow your emotions to travel from one end to another. Right now, you use your resources to bring toxic substances in your body. You use your resources to criticize other people. Stop that. This is energetic leak that also maintains us in the lower realms. So when we say no more of any of this immature behavior is allowed, then we start doing the work. Because of course it's not going to change because we realize it, you know, then it's like our training ground. What is our training ground? Our everyday life. When we can stay centered, aligned, and we can keep on promoting happiness, joy, truth, unity, consciousness all the time, we're doing very good. We know we're doing very, very good, right? So our training ground happens all the time. Every single interaction that you have with other human beings, every time you choose to buy that product over that product, all the packaged, gross, dirty ass fake food, or to actually get our ass to an organic market and to get like the salad that has been like loved and eaten by slugs even. So of course, these are just, you know, example, you know, I eat a bit of both depending on what's happening in my life. So we are gentle, but we do the inner work. We refine, continuously refine, keeping, you know, space in our life. So we have a bit of this fluctuation, you know, it's like sometimes we feel like we are very much doing it. And sometimes life happens and we feel like we are swaying over there with the pendulum again. That's all right. Just observe that you're doing that. Bring your consciousness back in the now. Take a few deep breaths. Center yourself. And it's like, okay, so how am I going to show up as a grown-up, mature divine angel today to not only be there for my human, but also to be there for other people, for my community, for my children. I had another interaction recently that really triggered me a lot. I was really, really annoyed. And this happens when, first of all, I'm tired and I have a lot going on. And I might have one child talking about something, another child talking about something, and I'm trying to finish a message on my phone. And I have all of these things running in my head, you know, like life. And I was pretty much like in that moment of like not feeling grounded, calm and aligned, feeling agitated. And there was someone that said something to me in writing, you know, in an email. And oh my goodness, I exploded. I was so upset. I thought, how dare she say these things to me? How can she be so pathetic? And I was really going for it, right? I was so angry, so frustrated because I felt that my boundaries had been really disrespected. My character had been disrespected. I felt that this person was tracking me. So I felt like she was like some kind of spy that was looking everything that I say, everything that I do, everything that I buy, everything that I share is like coherent. And was like, whoa, like that was a lot, right? And I did not pass the test at that moment because for a moment, and that moment I think lasted a good 2.5 hours or 3 hours. So for me, that's, you know, that's something. So I did not do anything in terms of, you know, being bad or anything like that. Only my inner resources were used to destroy life, to destroy love, not even consciously. It was unconscious. So because my human just went fully into the swinging of the pendulum, my resources became the resources of promoting separation. I became the crybaby. I became the immature human in a grown-up body. So it still happens to me, of course, only now the amount of time spent there is very reduced because I have no tolerance for it. I have no tolerance for it because I have become so crystalline and so devoted to be a being who carries love, light, authenticity, and all the things in myself that when I am not in resonance with that, I can feel it and see it instantly. And it creates instant lockup of certain system, like my throat, my heart. I can feel it physically. When I am not in alignment with the truth of my divinity as a mature woman, choosing to promote life instead of creating more separation, as I am a woman who really places her heart, her consciousness, her energy in doing that, when I indulge in behaviors, thoughts, patterns, actions that are not in alignment with that, it creates a lot of distortion instantly, and my human can feel it. And so therefore, I can address it because I have decided a long time ago that every time I see my human kind of like tripping, and you know, like, oops, a mistake, she went full in there, I would exert such high level of compassion and self-love towards myself that this at least would not be binded by guilt, by regrets, by self-judgment. So it means that when you go in an experience, and you realize that you were an immature child promoting separation, observe that and instantly place yourself at the center point of your fractal. Remember your angelic nature. Open your wings, wrap yourself in your wings, feel the love that is present within you and say, oh, I fucked up. And this is literally how I do it because it's a little bit like, ooh, and you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I went there. But you realize it and you're not like, oh, you're so bad, Sandrine. You should not do what you do. You're a fraud. You're such an imposter. Like you say you're a spiritual teacher and then you do this. Like how wrong, what is wrong with you? You should never. No, because then we never do anything. Because then we again use our inner resources to freaking bash our human down, to create more separation. We extract ourselves from the separation template by being unity consciousness ourselves. And we are unity consciousness. We are our best cheerleader, our best friend. We are our safe haven. So when we fuck up and we embody the brat, the whiny brat, the victim who's always like, it's always someone else doing this to me. You know, you don't understand, Sandra, in my situation, this, my life, that. When we stop doing that and we realize, oh, my human is doing that. My human is a whiny victim brat. Am I that? No. That is an expression of the multidimensional being that I am. Who am I? I'm a fucking angel. I am an eternal divine soul who's courageous and powerful beyond measure. My human is just coming back to aligning with that. So what would my angel do? What would my best friend do with this whiny victim brat? Really playing in that role. I would be like super nice. Super nice, but also very clear. I love you. You're amazing. But if you want to be with me and I'm your best friend, I'm the best freaking girl you can be with because I'm your angel, then you come along with me. And as you come along with me, you stop whining. You stop mourning. You stop criticizing. You stop comparing yourself to others. This has nothing to do with who we are. This has everything to do with some old dated shit that you want to heal and alchemize. Okay? So, you are here with me now. And we're going to take a deep breath. And we're just going to let it go. And we're going to review the situation and think, okay, so how could I have done this differently? So next time something around that happens, I know better how to handle myself. Because I personally know that Sandrine as a human being is very fiery, very reactive, very passionate about so many things. I know this Sandrine can also be easily angry and frustrated. It can bite easily. Like I see people's weakness and rah, I can go for that. But is this the human Sandrine that is promoting life? No, that human Sandrine is literally using her inner resources, her mind, her emotions, her intelligence, her body to be mean, to be separated from her own heart because I hate myself when I'm like that. I judge myself when I'm like that. I'm filled with regret and guilt. So we cut this endless loop that prevents us from entering the stage of maturity, the stage of civilization, a human civilization that uses their inner resources to promote life. We move into that by sobering up, by being very, very clear and authentic with who we are. And where we are not handling ourselves as the powerful being of light that we are, and when we need to make an effort, when we need to relax, we need to be more gentle. So here I want to illustrate, because it's actually quite fascinating to witness this with the fractal. So you have here the center point of your fractal, which is your heart center, and you have the fractal around. So when we are not centered at the center point of our fractal, when we are not aligned to our soul, basically, what happens is that we oscillate in the fractal. So you can oscillate above, in the quadrant above, or in the quadrant below. The quadrant above would be rajasic frequency. The quadrant below is tamasic frequency. So rajasic frequency would be like hyper excited, hyper all the time. And the lower quadrant, the tamasic frequency is like down, you know, gloomy, depressed, and so on. So like generally speaking, you can observe that the vast majority of adults, like human adults on this planet, they are like spiritual children, even infants, because they oscillate continuously between these quadrants, between these emotions. And there is a misunderstanding in the healing culture at the moment that we need to be so in tune with our emotions. We need to feel everything. We need to share everything. We need to go in deep and everything. Oh, for goodness sake, no. The emotional system's purpose is to be a guidance system. So to start with, it does not need to be analyzed, right? It needs to be felt and it needs to be trusted. Because when the guidance system works, our emotions show us the way to where we need to go. What is the next action? What is the next thing I can do for my purpose, for myself, for my family? That is the high frequency of the guidance system. Because now people are stuck outside of themselves in an immature cycle, the guidance system is fried. So they don't know where to go. So people are lost. People don't know why they're here. People don't know what to do with their lives. So this guidance system is literally overheated. It's like, it's just taken over and we are all over the place. So one day we do this, the other day we do that. One day we're in that direction. It's like the same in romance, in love. I want this, but no, I want that. You know, it's like for my purpose. I want this, but no, I want that. Complete lack of anchoring in the center point of the fractal. So if that happens to you, if you are sobering up with this transmission, thank you very much, you know, because you're allowing yourself to witness yourself at a new level, and that's very courageous. So please be gentle with yourself, but also very honest. So what happens is that we are not anchored at the center point of the fractal. We oscillate in the emotional field. And then the human, typical, the human zoom onto one thing, like this one thing here. Sorry. So the human is gonna say all of a sudden, oh my God, Worldwide 3 so bad, it's gonna happen. I even had a dream about it. Everybody's talking about it, you know, like it's obvious. Oh my God, like the 5G here and the vax, you know, COVID vax and legislation around that. And so basically, instead of being centered at the center point here, at the center of the circle in our heart, we create a fragmented consciousness. So immaturity is linked, completely linked, interwoven with fragmented consciousness. Because instead of having a consciousness anchored in unity consciousness, in the truth of our divinity, the consciousness sways. So it identifies with this trauma. It identifies with this future timeline of doomsdays on planet Earth. It is really worried about its finance. So this complete lack of groundedness, of being centered, of being present, of being a freaking force of nature, of being a conscious creator. When we are not anchored at the center point of our fractal, we are not in conscious creator mode. No, we are in infancy. It's like the child who plays and just gonna keep on drawing like these random bizarre pictures that don't mean anything. But then they love it and are just like, oh, this is so amazing. It's just like a bunch of lines in circles, you know? This is what most adults on the planet do. You know, it's like just a bunch of things without purpose, without understanding that they continuously oscillate. And it's okay. But I don't know about you, but I'm not here to be a crying, whiny infant in a grown-up body. So I'm continuously asking my High Council of Light, my Oversoul Network, to please bring me the experiences that are going to sober me up big time. And of course, I receive them. So I can round the edges. I can be more mature into the embodiment of my heart, the embodiment of my mission, the embodiment of my sovereign multidimensionality. And so therefore, I create and promote life. I uplift other people. I encourage other people to shine bright. I call people on their shit with love and light because I'm not here to cuddle people's feelings. You know that by now, right? I'm here to give people a good shake because you're freaking amazing and you need to know that and you need to feel that and you need to use your inner resources and your external resources, so money, time, and energy, to give to yourself, to promote life in you, to promote health and well-being and vibrancy, abundance, freedom, and so on. Okay? So this is the transmission today. Are you going to be a crybaby in a human like adult suit, like as an adult? Or are you going to choose to sober up, to really be honest with yourself about certain behaviors that were used to bring more separation, separation with yourself and separation with others and our human world? Are you going to be that? Or are you going to be someone who sobers up and who's going to choose love, presence, and compassion? So you're going to be your best friend. You're going to be your angel. And you're going to continue that to work from the inside, because of course we know it starts on the inside. The work that you do on the inside of first reconciling yourself with your heart, reconciling yourself with your body, you know, to the best of your ability. Even if it's not perfect, it's always better than not doing it at all. And once you do that, are you going to be someone who also uses your energy, your smile, your emotions, your mind, your intelligence, your creativity, but your money, your time, your energy to promote life, to elevate other people, you know, to celebrate life? Because this is what we need, because the bandwidth of the new earth is present. The fifth dimensional frequency and way above now of the Aquarian age is there, but it is a bandwidth that freaking needs to get stronger every single day. Okay, it is happening now. So you are feeding some bandwidth. What are you feeding? The bandwidth of the cry immature baby that promotes separation still, even though you think you are a spiritual person? Or are you going to feed into the bandwidth of the new era, where we choose to be angels, where we choose to be, you know, connected to one another, when we choose to elevate each other? So choose wisely. And every time you find yourself feeding into the other bandwidth that we don't want to feed into, be like, oopsies, oopsie. You know, and this is literally all there is. Don't beat yourself up ever. You know, if like if you trip down, if you had like a full-on tantrum or anything like that, literally like a child, and then you realize it, it's like, oopsies, I fucked up. Da-da-da-da-da. What do I need right now? I feel very embarrassed. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should just like go for a walk or just talk to a friend to kind of like wash it out, or maybe watch Netflix or whatever. I just need to change my mind, basically my frequency, my energy, maybe go to yoga, whatever makes you feel good. And then, okay, back in my heart, back in my vortex. Let's look a little bit at what happened there when I had this tantrum, when I reacted. Basically, it's like, I really went in with my fragmented consciousness into this bandwidth of separation. Okay, I see what happened. That was the trigger, and it was another trigger. And that was said, this really, you know, is present with my human. So next time it happens, I will kind of recognize these ingredients as like, oh, like there are a few things going on there, and it will be like really present. Because the next time this kind of recipe for disaster, we could call it, you know, recipe for separation or for recipe for the crybaby comes out, it's like, oopsies, I see it coming, I see it coming. deep breath. What do I need to do right now to stay in my power? And that will change. Sometimes it will be to soften, and sometimes it will be to bring more clear boundaries into saying, no, this behavior is not allowed in my presence. I do not want to engage in conversations like this. I'm not interested in entertaining this scenario. So if you are in the presence of an immature crying baby who whines about her life all day long, your responsibility is to not cuddle her feelings and go, yeah, puyo, puyo, puyo. But you're so present into your vortex that you're going to become a mirror of their own immaturity, because you hold yourself as a mature divine being of the light that you truly are. Really, your human is coming to term with that. Okay, when you are in an interaction with someone that is very stuck in the immaturity, so like fragmented consciousness, you can see that the emotional system is fried, and so they are all over the place. It's very obvious. There is nothing constructive that can come from that. There is nothing that you can say or do that will help them, because everything is going to encourage them to feel more of their own prickles, really. So what we do is that we create the space needed so the person kind of like calms down and comes back to a place of greater alignment, where we can then have a mature conversation and reflect about what happened. If this person is never interested in reflecting, in sobering up to their own separation template, on a like whiny crybaby template, then consider, is this someone that you want to have in your life? Because maybe not, you know, because personally, I don't have people like that in my life. I have zero tolerance for it. I'm not there for that, you know. I elevate people, and I'm continuously there for people who do the freaking work of looking inside of themselves and saying, okay, I fucked up, yes, what is it that I can do? Let's work on that, you know, I can help you with that. But I'm never going to tell you that you fucked up in the first place if you don't see it, because that is actually really mean. And that's my own judgment as well. I mean, like, I'm not there to say to anyone who's got their medicine and when to get the medicine. But when you are with your friends, your partner, your family members, and you see them being really there, create space, release the need to force an outcome, to heal them. They're amazing. I mean, like, human beings, generally speaking, are way more competent into rising up, into sobering up, into growing than we give them credit for. So we perpetuate the whiny, cryy baby stage of adults because we continuously cuddle up each other's feelings. We continuously choose to promote fragmented consciousness and separation by buying into the drama. Okay? So remember the graphic with fragmented consciousness. Remember these two opposites of being a cryy, whiny, immature person in a grown-up body, or being a mature, embodied angel who is here to help the human grow and evolve beautifully. And also remember that we oscillate. And that the more we place our consciousness in unity consciousness, the more we repeat, we renew our sacred choice of devoting our life to promoting love, to promoting light. The more we say that, the more we pray, the more help we receive, of course. Okay, so remember that. Remember to pray. Pray to your own soul. Pray to your spirit guides, to God, to angels, whatever you want to pray to. Keep on praying. Keep on asking. Keep on asking for the experience needed so you can be a powerful, amazing angel in a beautiful, gorgeous human body. I would love you for you to consider joining IRIA, my school of channeling, because we go very deep in all of that. And it is a really a wonderful way to mature in our spiritual gifts, because it is not only about receiving messages, it is about bringing these messages through our body to embody them and to learn how to consciously co-create with a high council of light, which is a very highly organized structure. So we co-create with the high council of light and we channel our mission and we bring that to life. So IRIA School of Channeling is a 1-year certification program, and you can join now. We are now embracing and loving the module of quantum healing, which is very advanced because we work from the template of the unified field with the Arcturians, which are the master healers of the galaxy, as well as dragon warriors. So it is epic. We have a retreat coming up, and I would love for you to apply to join IRIA School of Channeling if that is of your interest. So let me know. You can always write in the comment if you are interested. We will send you a direct link, or please visit sandrines.com for more about IRIA School of Channeling. Thank you so much for watching. Next week, I won't be doing a live because I will be traveling to Sydney with my daughters. So I will see you on the following week. You can check your emails because you receive reminders. Okay? Thank you very much. I send you a lot of love, and I will see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.